I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Our high school schedule pretty much went by the wayside yesterday. Softball at River Valley canceled, and the Riverdale at Iowa Grant games were postponed as well. Today's River Valley and Reedsburg softball game postponed until later date, probably a drier day. And also yesterday's track meet at Dodgeville was postponed. It was to include Richland Center, and that event will not be made up. Our broadcast schedule resumes on Monday of next week, and the forecast does not sound all that conducive for spring sports coming up on Monday either. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Gutter Gals had an 18-12. Alley Cats, 17-68. 10 Pins, 17-43. High Game Honors, Gutter Gals, 631. Spare Parts, 622. Holy Rollers, a 608. Tammy Schwingle with a top series, 492. Lila Kraska, 459. Cheryl Miller, 453. Judy Skelly, a 194. Lila Kraska, 181. Tammy Schwingle, a 173. Marlene Geary, a 57910. And Tammy Schwingle, a 57. Split pickup. Judy Skelly picked up the 310. All-Star Bowling, week 30 of 32 last night. Jones Collision Center took the top series, 29-14. Turbo's Bar and Grill and Midnight Repair and Fabrication, 28-86 series. And also Jones Chevrolet and Morris Heating and Cooling each at a 28-37. Team Game Honors, 1,056 for Midnight Repair and Fabrication. Jones Collision Center at 10-45. Turbo's Bar and Grill at 10-34. Top series, Dan Pike, 165 over average, and he had a 744. Quite a night last night. Chris Pardoon, a 710. Greg Shep, a 685. Dan Pike, congratulations, rolled his first 300 games. So all the best, Dan. And also Brady Blado was second best last night at 258. Kerry Neff had a 257. Kerry Neff bowled a 639, 123 over average. Eric Ingman bowled a 543, 102 over average. And Fred Kepler with a 631, 97 over average in action from last night's All-Star Bowling League. Well, the Brewers were off on Thursday. They'll send Chad Patrick to the mound in the first game of a weekend series against the Kansas City Royals on Friday. And the Bucs made the game close near the end on Wednesday night, but wound up losing to Houston. They'll bounce back into action tonight against the Celtics. Wisconsin football announced recently the hiring of Wisconsin alum Brady Ewing, the Richland Center native. Ewing joined the EW staff as director of football alumni relations and will also lead an effort for the Badgers to deepen the connection between the program and the alumni who have built its tradition. We'll talk sports coming up with Brady Ewing about his new post in just a moment when sports continues. Joining us is Brady Ewing, former Badger NFL player, who now has a new position with the university. Brady, congratulations on this hire. This has to be exciting for you and your family.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, it is. Certainly is something that place, as in the University of Wisconsin, the football program, has meant a great deal to me in my life and helping shape and mold me into who I am today and facilitated a ton of relationships and people that have had a big impact on my life. So to be back with the program and trying to help connect alumni and folks with the program, with each other, is just getting rolling here, but going to be super, super rewarding and fulfilling. It already has been here the last week and a half.
I had a little premonition of this last fall when you were an honorary captain and you and I were talking and you said, you know, that you're trying to mend some fences with the alumni and things like that. And I thought, boy, you'd be a good man for the job. And evidently somebody else must have thought that too.
Well, you must have spoken into existence then. But yeah, that was really the start of it, I think, indirectly. Was that was the first time that I had been reconnected with the program and got a chance to get on facility for practice and for the game and start to meet, you know, coaches and support staff and just get a feel for the current program. And that's something I hadn't been able to take the time to do the previous years to that. And then, yeah, this really transpired this winter, having more and more conversations with some folks around campus. And I think it's a great fit and definitely an opportunity right now to engage alumni and make sure that they know that they're welcome and creating different events and engagement opportunities for them to help and support the program too.
So they actually created this. This is not a position that existed before, was it?
Yeah, so it was one that had been vacant for a while, I guess. So Alec James, who was a former player a few years back, had filled this role for a little while. It was a bit different. He was doing some player personnel stuff, supporting the current players, and also doing the alumni relations and some of the high school coaching, supporting them as well. So this is something that, you know, at least the way it's been communicated to me, that they wanted to get back having somebody waking up every day and focusing on alumni and the relationships that alumni have with the program, and ensuring that they feel welcome, supported, and involved. And as a former alumni myself, I think that's really exciting, because a lot of these coaches and the staff don't have those Wisconsin ties and those roots. And so to have somebody like myself that they felt like could lead the charge there, that has some connections and from the state of Wisconsin, played at Wisconsin, I just feel super honored to be tapped on the shoulder to help lead the charge.
Do you have an office there?
I do, yeah. I'm overlooking, not the corner office by any means, but overlooking Camp Randall and up by the football offices. So It's been fun. I've only been there a week and a half, but fun to get back on campus and get to know people even more, get to know the current players, and a lot of great memories in Camp Randall Stadium. So it's fun to reminisce about some of those, but also just be back around a place that I spent a lot of time, put a lot of energy, and alongside a lot of other former players as well. So it's pretty neat.
So you're recruiting the alumni to be involved. I'm guessing donations come into play too, right?
So not, unfortunately, at least for now, that hasn't been much of the focus at all. It's really about relationships and connecting with folks. You know, we were talking before we even get on here, like certainly, you know, money in college athletics right now is very important, but that's really has not been the focus of this role at all. It's trying to connect with alumni to make sure that they feel welcome, to make sure that they're supported, and that we can keep them involved and abreast to what's going on in the program. And eventually down the road, in more of the phase two and phase three, we'd love to utilize the experiences and the expertise that the alumni have to help support the current players that are in the program and the things that they're doing, whether it be a career they want to pursue, a certain thing that they're interested in. Maybe there's a connection because of where they're from in the country. Finding different avenues to help alumni give back to the current program. But first and foremost, it's just about creating those connections and making sure that they feel welcome and want to come back to a place like Wisconsin. So that's really the main focus, fortunately. Not money at this point.
Okay. And you're not tied to Luke Fickell's program or any other coach, right?
Yeah, so this is part of the football program, but yes, they want this position to remain consistent, you know, through any different coaching eras, I guess, whether that be, you know, like in the past or in the future, anything that might happen. Just having that consistency, having that person that the former players can count on to reach out to be that conduit to the current program. That's definitely how they see this role, which is exciting.
You and I have talked before about how the game has changed since you played with name, image, and likeness. But I think, you know, even me as a fan, it's a little harder to get fired up because you don't have those 4 and 5 year guys that you can, you know, get tied to and be a fan of. And a lot of them are just, you know, one and done, Brady.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely different, and it's been fascinating to, you know, after practice, they're on spring break now, but had some practices last week and getting a chance to sit at lunch and get to know some of the current players, learn about their stories, where they came from, you know, where they transferred from, what, where they went to high school, just learning about them, what makes them tick, what led them to Wisconsin is fascinating. And to your point, a lot of, I think this coming year, this coming fall, there's going to be 52 or 50-ish new players on the team. That's counting incoming freshmen, that's counting transfers that came into the program. So, yeah, it's not college athletics and college football in general is just totally different from when I played and prior to that, where you could see somebody play as a freshman or sophomore, play some special teams, and then all of a sudden, a year or 2 years later, they're contributing on offense or defense, and you feel that connection to them. Certainly, it's a little bit different right now. Talking with the coaching staff, you know, there's definitely going to be that balance going forward of how do you recruit, you know, high school folks and use the transfer portal to supplement that as far, just like you see in the NFL in different professional programs. And some people might not like to hear that, but every program takes a little bit of different approach on how they're going to develop talent and use, you know, free agency. And I think that is the same thing you'll continue to see in college athletics is each program will find their niche. You know, you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, they take a little bit different strategy based on their market size, based on how they want to develop talent, how they want to draft talent than say an LA Dodgers might take the approach in their program. I think you'll see Wisconsin and other college schools starting to settle into their niche on how they want to find that balance of development of talent, keeping and retaining talent, but also supplementing with the outside. And I don't know exactly what that looks like just yet, but certainly there's a big push right now to invest at Wisconsin to be able to compete this next year. And that's very active in the transfer portal. So you'll see even more new faces, but a lot of excitement, even at practice, just seeing the talent that's out there, the energy, the attitude they're bringing to practice has been really, really fun to watch. So long-winded answer to your question, Phil, but just wanted to provide some context there.
I saw a photo of you, I believe it was on X, but you were at a practice and you were standing with a couple of other ex-players. I presume they were alumni. Do you know which photo I'm talking about?
So I was Kyle Jefferson. I know in one, he came to one of my very first practices since I had started the role. And then I think that picture we were with Marcus Sedbury, who is the assistant athletic director and the general manager for the football team. So it's been awesome to connect with guys like Kyle, Bill Nagy, former work colleague and former teammate of mine, and others are coming to practice. And that's really, you know, here in this window, as many people as we can get back and reconnect with personally, introduce them to some of the current players, coaches, just to start creating those personal ties. That's the big push over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you've only been on the job for a little bit, but that's one of the goals I know you have. Anything else you'd like to talk about in terms of goals or things you'd like to implement here in the coming months?
Yeah, have a strategy and a plan that I've outlined, been working with the team on, and understanding what, you know, whether it's Coach Fickell, you know, Marcus, and other stakeholders around the department, you know, what has worked well in the past and what they would like to see continued and some of the ideas that I'm bringing. But I think first and foremost, kind of that phase one is, you know, I've been on the phone here all day talking with alumni, texting alumni, messaging alumni, and it's really just making sure that they know I'm a point of contact and a resource going forward, making sure that they know that they're welcome around the program. And spring practice is a great opportunity to do that. But have a few other opportunities in the works as to kind of kick things off, get guys involved, not only with the program, but with each other to continue to facilitate that camaraderie. And I'm going to need help and support from some of those alumni to do that. There's so many football alumni, which is awesome. It's just, you know, using and finding some ambassadors across these different eras that can help me spread the word will be really, really important as different events, as different things come up, different updates within the program that we're trying to share. Going to take a village as it always does, and already talking to some guys about that.
Will you be one of the ones that organizes like alumni events, for instance, you know, being a captain or showing up at a special dinner or anything like that?
That's right. Yep. So the honorary guest captains, that'll be an initiative that I take lead on, helping to communicate with those guys, make their experience when they are at the game or bringing their family to the game, making sure that that experience is a great one for them. And there's typically a reunion tailgate each year for former players. So I'll be taking lead on events like that and getting the word out on it, doing some of the back end organization, again, making sure that the atmosphere is set up for guys to reconnect with each other, reconnect with the program, and make sure that that's as useful as possible and memorable as possible for them. So excited for things like that. We have some really cool, Notre Dame game up in Green Bay this year. So I'm sure there'll be different alumni coming in for that. I'm doing some cool stuff around there. And then also just recently had one, but a Zoom call with Coach Fickell with alumni, where all football alumni were invited to hear the current state of the program, to ask any questions that the alumni might have, and certainly opportunity to grow that and focus on that through the transition of different phases of the football year. So we did one pre-spring. That was before I had started, but plan to do one here leading into the fall and then after postseason as well. Just, again, updates on the programs, being able to ask those questions to get some knowledge and some perspective on what's going on in the program and help spread that word amongst the alumni base.
All right. So you're still going to be located in Richland Center, but commuting once in a while?
That's right. Yep. I'll be getting down to Madison. I know there's others that do that commute I've talked to, and I've been drafting off their tailgate, heading down to Madison here. But going to find a nice balance of being on site to develop relationships, know what's going on with the program, but also keeping home base in Richland Center. So
that's awesome.
Love the community here. And, Rachel and I's families are in town, and this place means a great deal to us. And definitely was something that talked about during an interview process with UW that we wanted to, stay in Richland Center and continue to raise our family here and be a part of this community as well.
Well, that's really good to hear, and congratulations on this big job for you. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we'll be in touch. Thanks a lot, Brady.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks, everybody, for all. There's been so much support, whether it be from you, Phil, and the station, but just people from the community super excited for me and our family. And I've been a lot of messages and conversations as I've been at Walmart or around kids' practices. So just thank you to everybody for all the support, and excited to be back a part of the program and something that means a great deal to all the people across the state and in Richland Center especially. So thanks for all the support.
You bet. Brady Ewing joining us talking sports here on WRCO.